Subscribe.
Hi, is this Bob?
Yeah.
Hi, Bob. Bob, it's Paul calling you back from Local Splash. I got your email. I just got off a long call, but I did want to reach back out to you. Is this a better time?
How long it takes?
Well, like I said, I need probably about 5 minutes of your time, 10 minutes of your time, and then we can take a look at our client interview calendar. I don't know if you would want to do that client interview later today. There is actually a spot available for the 3 to 4 o'clock hour, or, you know, if you don't have time today, we can schedule the follow-up call on Monday. But like I said, I need only about 5, maybe 10 minutes of your time to get things set up on our end.
Yeah, I just want to explain to you what is going to be extra from, because I have now and what is going to be later. So I need to compare. So let me know what I have right now, existing, and then when I'm doing the new thing, what is going to be the difference between both?
Yeah, so mostly what you've got with Haibu is the Google Ads, the pay-per-click ads, which, you know, at the top, it's a budget. Once your budget is gone, your ads disappear until you renew your budget or add to it. It's a rotating spot, so you're not always there. Even when you have a budget, it does rotate in and out to kind of stretch your budget out and to give other people who are paying for ads, you know, a fair opportunity to be there as well. What we'll do is list you in the local map. That pack result that pops up, it's just below the paid ads. You'll be there 24/7, so it does not rotate. You're there permanently, and anyone who needs your services will be able to call you directly. You don't pay per lead, click, call, or job. It's just a flat rate. Now, like I said, we'll create the additional content that you don't currently have, content that Google really needs to see in a competitive industry and a densely populated area. And, of course, for you, you've got both of those working kind of against you. You know, you've got a lot of competition. It's a densely populated area, so this is going to help you to stand out in that local map, get your phone ringing, get your website where more people can find it on their own. They don't have to look you up by name. They're just typing in the keywords related to the services, commercial refrigeration or any of the this ice makers and things like that. Whatever they type in, your company pops up, your website's there. They call you. There's no cost per click or call or job. There's not a percentage of your profits. It's just that flat rate. And, of course, the calls that you get will be from somebody who saw your website before they decided to call you. So it is a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Extra phone calls give you the opportunity to take on extra jobs, right?
Okay. Is that going to affect the one I have right now?
Nope, it does not affect the Google Ads. In fact, we do Google Ads on our site as well. We are Google certified partners to run Google Ads. In this case, though, we're not going to do the Google Ads because you've already got those Google Ads in place with Haibu. So it's two different ways of getting you on that first page. It's two different sections of that first page result, paid ads, then the local map. Also, you'll possibly pop up organically in the organic section below the local map itself. That's when you've got the right optimization, the right directory submissions, a great-looking website. In time, you'll pop up below the local map as well. Our goal, though, is to get you quickly in that local map, get your phone ringing. The organic section is kind of just a byproduct, an offshoot of everything that we'll do to get you in that local map. So that helps as well. But the different places don't really compete against each other. There it's not, you know, it's apples and oranges, that the paid ad section and the local map section, although they're on the same page, although they pop up for the same search result, one is paid ads, one is search engine optimization. So they really don't conflict with each other.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know that we've got the information that we need, address, phone number, email, and things like that. Like I said, before I can get that form of payment from you, I am required to read a voice verification. This is because we're Google partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it will bill once a month for exactly $199. There will never be any additional charges, no taxes, fees, surcharges, or anything else. Completely transparent pricing, would bill on the same day every month for exactly $199. I'm actually waiving your setup fee as well, just to make it more affordable to get things going here. Now, the voice verification Mr. Brandt is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I'm required to read it before I can ask you for that form of payment, but when everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there and schedule your client interview. Is that fair?
Yeah, can I cancel any time?
Yes.
No contact, right?
Yes, okay. That's also part of the voice verification, again, attaching to your account as an added form of protection for you. You'll also get everything in writing. It is, though, before I start that voice verification, completely at will, month to month, no contract. You can stop at any time. So, like I said, if you have any questions during the voice verification, feel free to ask them. It is recorded, but you can also ask the questions afterwards. But the voice verification also is there to answer any questions that you might have. I do have it set up here in a second. Okay, so it reads as follows, and again, I'll get through it as quickly as I can without being rude. I know your time is valuable. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Bob. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Bob, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Bob Cool Inc.
That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Brandt, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Bob Brandt, General Manager.
Okay. And then as the General Manager of Subcool Inc., you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Brandt, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Bob, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are, in fact, actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that commercial and even residential clients who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you will, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and especially from your potential customers. Mr. Brandt, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware of, you know, the Haibu. We are also aware of the fact that you do have a Yelp listing existing, things like that. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we will be providing. And then also equally important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Bob, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure in the very beginning that the information is accurate, fix anything that's not. We do that audit ever so often as well. We do it periodically, but if anything new comes along, just let us know. With all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, again, reducing that rate for the local campaign from $399 down to $199 and waiving your setup fee altogether, with it being a month-to-month service and that $199 as a fixed rate, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged today, the 16th of December, in the very reduced rate of exactly $199.00. That $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, and it is an exact amount to the penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And of course, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month in that same exact reduced rate of $199 a month. And again, that is an exact amount that will never go up. Once again, we offer our services completely at will on a month-to-month basis, no contract whatsoever. That means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. You can also pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, the service can even be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Bob, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Brandt, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does actually conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, Bob, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does it appear?
Both.
Both? And is it
yeah.
Bob Brandt or Robert, any middle initial?
No, Bob Brandt,
Bob Brandt, and then the business name, Subcooling. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
But it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yeah, 4856-2003-9956-9394.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/25/2025.
11/2025. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
034.
So I've got 034, 034, 11 or November of 2025 for the expiration. And then, Bob, was the card itself 4856-2003-9956-9394?
Yeah.
Is the billing address on that card the 4551 San Fernando Road? 91204?
No.
What is the actual billing address of that card?
3708 Ferrista Street. F-A-I-R-E-S-T-A. Ferrista.
Is that street?
Street, yeah.
Street. And is that still in Glendale?
Glendale, yeah. 91214.
91214. Okay. So in about a minute, you're going to receive, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. The email is support@localsplash.com. And then, of course, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. You will receive all of that information by way of email through our automated system. You should get that email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And now, Bob, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, depending on your phone carrier. Since our emails are sent every couple of minutes through our automated system in bulk, you might receive the text even before you receive the email. when you receive one or the other, please do just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call. Now, like I said, there is the availability. Ooh, we might not be able to get it squeezed in here at 3. Would Monday be better for you? I can do any time between, I think, let me check. Yeah. When we're looking out a day or two even, you're looking at anything available except for the 12 o'clock lunch hour. So 7 o'clock would be the earliest one. 3 o'clock would be the last one. We can do any time in between except for 12 noon. It takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We schedule by the hour. What hour on Monday would be the most convenient time for you to receive about a 25, 30-minute phone call?
Monday... between 3 and 5.
3 and 5. So we'll schedule it from 3. It'll be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. We will call you sometime between 3 and 3:30, and then it will take about 25 or 30 minutes from that point on. If I am available when our client interview technician is available, I'll be on that call as well to kind of bridge the gap, just kind of introduce you to your client interview technician. I only get about a minute's heads up whenever someone is ready. I don't know in advance whose calendar it's going to end up on because it really is kind of whoever's available when that next one pops up. So I'll know a couple of minutes before they're ready. And then if I'm not on a call, I'll be on that call to introduce you to your client interview technician. If not, they will give you a call on their own. They have all the notes. They'll be able to take good care of you. So at 2 o'clock, an hour prior to that scheduled call, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system. And then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. It's going to your email inbox. You do not need to respond to it. Real quick, and I'll get you off the phone, in case I am not on that follow-up call, and of course for your protection moving forward, I wanted to just set up a quick security question for you. This is for your protection, Bob. Anyone who calls and tells us they're affiliated with Subcool Inc., if it's not you, we're going to ask them the security question, and they will need to know the answer. Anyone who calls you telling you that they're with Local Splash or Google needs to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and then both the question and the answer without being prompted. Your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet name?
First pet's name. And what is the answer?
Chica.
Could you spell it?
Chica. S-H-E-G-A. Chica.
Oh, Chica. Yeah, I wasn't sure Chica. If it was an I or an E.
Yeah.
I've got Chica, S-H-E-G-A. I'm going to have to type it in twice.
Oh, yeah.
You're all set with that. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
I received the invoice.
Okay. Yeah, and if you click on the invoice email, of course, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below the email. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it is hyperlinked, and it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, which, again, is everything in writing that we went over in the voice verification, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Bob, do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that you're looking at the right one because the welcome email will also be sent in a second if it hasn't already. So we are going to optimize your listing on Google, of course, Bing as well. We want to make sure that anyone searching on Google or Bing, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, any device that accesses the Internet, we want you to be able to get those phone calls. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. And I know that you're kind of pressed for time. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it there's a small box. It says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears. It is case sensitive. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it, but capital B for the Bob, capital B for the Bront. Once you've got your name in there, click the confirm signature box just below it. That does a few things. First of all, It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that it's that fixed flat rate, that we've waived the setup fee. It also does allow us to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it even gives us a head start on your account even before we do the client interview. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Okay, let me click here to signature, right?
Yes. I just click the confirm signature box below it, and as long as you've got it exactly as it appears with not a space before it or after it, it should take you to the next screen. It's going to ask you for a username and a password.
One second. Confirm signature. It says, please accept the term. Where is the term? Oh. Okay, accept here.
And then if you've clicked on the box above it that says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer, it should take you to the next step.
The signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, should just be capital B and...
Yeah. Bronze.
Yeah, the system's a little, it just wants to make sure that you're not a robot, so you have to type it in exactly.
Okay, username and password.
All right, so you can actually stop there. That signals two things, both that you've submitted that form correctly and that the system is now asking you to log into your account. So you don't have to do that now. The automated system, it's coming from my.localsplash.com. It's the same dashboard portal that you will very soon be using to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this point. We do want to do that client interview first to make sure that we've got the information for us to track. And once we do have that, you'll get by text and email both your username and a default password that you can then use to access your account. You can change the password if you like. Once that's generated, we'll text it out and email it out to you. The username's already been generated. You cannot change it, but it is easy to remember. It's the number we're speaking on, area code included, but just the numbers, no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So your username is 818-422-5055, and any correspondence by email to the support at Local Splash email, please include either your phone number or your username. They are, in this case, almost the exact same thing, and that way we can easily forward it out to the right department. When we do the client interview, if you wanted to jot it down next to the support email, photos, PHOTOS, photos at localsplash.com, that's if you wanted to email the photos team directly. But to be honest with you, everything can be sent to the support email, and then on our end, we'll forward it out to the right department. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. Like I said, if I am available between 3 and 3:30 on Monday when we're ready to do that client interview, I'll be part of that phone call just to do the handoff there. But if not, you know, they'll take care of you quite easily. And I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm excited to get this going for you. We've got to get that website where more people can find it. And, of course, we are looking forward to getting your phone ringing and then earning your business just 1 month at a time. I appreciate you, Bob. I'm really excited to get this going for you. Congratulations on the success of your business. We're looking forward to being a big part of that moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
A pleasure speaking with you, especially at the end of a long week and the end of a long day. You've been very patient and kind and even made me laugh a couple of times. I don't get that on every phone call. In fact, sometimes I get none of that, but it's always nice to speak with someone who is as respectful of my time as I hope I have been of theirs, and you've certainly been respectful on that call, and I appreciate that. But you take care. You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Got it. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Okay.